This is Jim Field.
And this is Deb Field.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, you're the flavor of the week again.
Yes, I am.
You started it. You got to finish it.
I'm ending it.
We've had a whole bunch of folks come in here the last several weeks to fill in as guest hosts on our program with Stacy Linfer's absence. That whole having a baby thing just kind of gets in the way of life, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Well, she doesn't know the half of it quite yet. But yeah, Stacy will, we hope everything goes well. She should be back next week here on our program. But in the meantime, I'm trying to think back. Let's see. You started it. We had you first. I don't remember the dates, but we had you on the first week that she was gone.
Correct.
And then we had, I can't remember in order, but we had Margaret Sontag. Mm-hmm. We had Janet Westphalen. We had Arlene Drennan. We had Dolly Bergman. Last week, we had Don Hoover. Mm-hmm. And then you again this week.
I'm the end. Like I said, I'm ending it.
So you're bookending.
Bookending. Stacy will be back.
So you started it, you finished it.
Next week.
All right. So no more flavors of the week after this. We're going to go back to the old route. Oh, wait. Nancy Zellmer. I forgot about Nancy Zellmer, too. She stopped
She's
out
good.
And was part of our program as well. So, yeah, we had a few folks in doing that. So, good time had by all, and now we move on. I guess I'm the only constant around here.
Guess so.
I just can't get rid of me. Hey, I was looking through some of the local newspapers here this week. We subscribe to a number of the small town newspapers. I found a few things in there that I was kind of interested in. This was kind of interesting. It caught my attention just because of the way it was written. You know, sometimes you get different types of advertising type deals in some of the papers. And, you know, in the old days, and when I say the old days, I guess many years ago, sometimes they were a little more direct than they are today. You maybe couldn't get away with saying some of this stuff back now, but here's what it says. This came out of the Anita Tribune. And the Anita Tribune in their little Days Gone By section there, they're from the past. This was in the newspaper back on January 21st of 1932. And this was an advertisement 80 years ago. Hmm. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the title's going to catch you right away. The title of it is Fat Girls, Here's a Tip for You.
Uh-oh.
How do you think you'd get, what do you think you would get for a response if you started something out like that today?
I don't think it'd be good.
I don't think you'd get a lot of attention. Okay, that's what it says. It says, Fat Girls, Here's a Tip for You. All over the world, Crushin' Salts is appealing to girls and women who strive for an attractive, free-from-fat figure that cannot fail to win admiration. There's the recipe that banishes fat and brings into blossom all the natural attractiveness that every woman possesses and does it safely and harmlessly. In the morning, take 1/2 teaspoon of Crushin' Salts in a glass of hot water before breakfast. Cut down on pastry and fatty meats. Go light on potatoes, butter, cream, and sugar. It's the little daily dose that takes off the fat and brings that crushin' feeling of energetic health and activity that is reflected in bright eyes, clear skin, cheerful vivacity, and charming figure. But be sure, for your health's sake, that you get Crushin'. A bottle that lasts 4 weeks costs but little. You can always get Crushin' at Bonger's Brothers and money back if not satisfied with results after first bottle.
I wonder how that worked out.
Well, it's not, I mean, not that I'm really care much about political correctness, but that was certainly not the most politically correct way to, they could have started that out. But there's an ad from 80 years ago that starts out, well, you heard it. I'm not going to do it again. Kind of interesting stuff there. I was also looking through something here, too. This was kind of interesting. I found this in one of the little town newspapers from Days Gone By, and I didn't write the date down on it, but it's kind of got some interesting notes in it, though. This one says, if current trends continue, average weekly earnings of Iowa factory workers will top $100 in the first quarter of 1962. $100 Ooh. In 1962. The average weekly rate for all manufacturing groups was $99.57.
50 years ago.
How'd you like to work for that? Where does your tax dollar go? Well, it says here in 1962, 57% pays for national security, 11% pays the interest on the national debt. Yeah, we laugh, but it's not funny. 6% pays for veteran services. 6% pays for agriculture. 6% for labor, welfare, commerce, housing. 4% for space technology. 3% for international affairs. 3% for natural resources. 2% for debt retirement. And 2% for general costs of government. You know, it's hard to get kids to understand things nowadays. You're old enough, of course, so am I, to remember the gold standard, when we used to be on the gold standard in this country, when our money was based on that, and you remember what wages and things were like at that, you know, back then. I can remember being a young child and my dad making like $200 a week.
Good money.
It was okay. We had a family of six, mom and dad, four boys, and we made it. Yeah, things were a lot different. I don't think we want to necessarily go back to those days.
No, you can remember going to the grocery store with your mom and shopping and getting a, you know, spending $40 on groceries and four or five bags just full of groceries. But
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what we spend now, I mean, what we used to spend back in the day, what mom and dad used to spend back in the day, which would be like a week's worth of groceries for a family, we'd probably spend that just stopping by, picking up, you know, just a couple of essentials and maybe a few snacks or something. I mean, it doesn't get you very far, obviously, like it did back in the day. So yeah, things have changed an awful lot there. It's interesting to go back and look at some of the things from some of those days gone by. Now, when we talk about food and stuff too, we always talk about health. We're going to keep you healthy. Have you pledged blue yet? Are you familiar with the Blue Zones effort?
Yes.
Here in the communities. Actually, there are several communities around Southwest Iowa that are still in the running to be a Blue Zones community. Atlantic is one of them. Audubon is in the chase. I think Harlan is involved in Red Oak, Woodbine, different communities like that. There are a number of communities doing that, but if you haven't signed up yet, one of the things that they're looking for, I think there are like 54 or something like that communities around Iowa that have applied to be one of the pilot areas for the Blue Zones project. And the Blue Zones thing, if you don't understand it, what it is an effort to try to just make an overall healthier atmosphere in your community. They're not trying to make you go out and run a marathon or just completely change your eating habits and things like that. What they're hoping to do is just make it a healthier place to be, a place where we can show over the long-term statistics, showing that people not only are healthier and spending less on health care, but actually live longer too, like they do in some of the other some of these other locations around the world. But they're trying to get community support for that. They've got local community members put together to be volunteers to help work to get this project off and running. But to make the cut, they also need the support of residents. So what they're asking is for folks to get online, or you can text as well if you know how to do that. Get online, though, and just sign up. And all you're signing up for is that, yeah, I support it. Basically, you sign up with your name, your email address, and then basically you're just kind of clicking, yep, I want to support it. And it goes in. You go to bluezonesproject.com/citizen/signup. Now, if you just go to the KJAN website and go to our links page, just go all the way to the bottom. It says other good stuff right there. It's got the spot. It's also got a link there where you can click to go to the Blue Zones Facebook page as well to find out some more information and details. But if you want to help out your local community right now, that's the best way you can do it. You're not pledging to do anything right now. You're not pledging to actually change your habits or go out and run marathons and things. You're not even pledging money. All you're pledging to do is to help out the effort. Now, I've signed up. Have you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so everybody's covered here? Mm-hmm. All right, so everybody else needs to sign up then, too. We need to get out and do those kinds of things to help out those efforts. They need to show a lot of good community support. Oh, let's see. What else do we have here? We've got actually quite a few things going on here around the area in the coming days. You want to maybe get us started with some of those activities going on here soon?
Okay. You are invited to attend the next meeting of the Nishna Valley Trails Association. That will be on Monday, January 30th from 6 to 7 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, which is located at 1101 East 13th Street here in Atlantic. Following brief updates on the development of trails in Cass County and Atlantic and reports on work with city and county partners, the group will brainstorm ideas for promoting and developing trails in the months ahead. They ask that you bring good ideas and interest in community development and join in. Then on Tuesday, January 31st, the confinement site manure applicator certification will be held at 1:30 at the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan. And the private pesticide applicator training will be held on January 31st at 7 p.m. in the 3rd Kildson Activity Center in Harlan. And then a Red Cross blood drive will be held on January 31st from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the American Legion at 309.5 Elm in Avoca. On February 1st, the Nishna Valley Shrine Club will meet at the feedlot here in Atlantic at 6:30 p.m. social hour, followed by the regular meeting at 7 p.m. On Saturday, February 4th, the comedy murder mystery dinner Death of a Blackheart will be held at the Xyra Rec Center, and that will begin with a cocktail hour at 5 p.m. The tickets are $25 per person with a limit of 200 tickets to be sold, so you might want to get your tickets right away. They can be purchased at local Xyra businesses, the city clerk's office, and at Xyra HK schools. The dinner will be catered by Mel's Diner in Brayton, and all proceeds will go to the Xyra EHK Elementary Middle School for playground equipment. On Sunday, February 5th, the Adair County 4-H Youth Council Soup Luncheon will be held at the 4-H FFA building on the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. They will be serving chili and cheesy potato soups, relishes, and assorted pies and bars from 11:30 to 1:30 for your free donation. All profits will be used to buy meat products for local food pantries and help pay for a meal that members will prepare for families living at the Mica House, a homeless shelter for families in Council Bluffs. Then on Monday, February 6th, the Cass County ISU Extension is offering Annie's Project. The six-week course is designed especially for farm women to help them develop their management and decision-making skills for their farms. The course will be offered for six consecutive Thursday evenings beginning February 9th and ending March 15th. Each session will last from 6 to 9 p.m. with a light dinner served. The cost is $75 per person, and each participant will receive software programs, handouts, access to the ISU Extension online courses, and an Annie's Project portfolio. Call the Cass County Extension office at 712-243-1132 or go online to www.extension.iastate.edu/cast. See, on Wednesday, February 8th, the Commercial Ag Continuing Education will begin at 9 o'clock at the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan. On Friday, February 10th, the 11th Annual WIOTA Volunteer Fire Department Romantic Dining Experience will be held. The menu includes a choice of ribeye or Windsor chop with baby red potatoes, corn or green beans, dinner salad and roll, and filled cream puff or jello cake for dessert. Tickets are $50 per couple. Get yours today by calling 712-250-0078 or 249-9021 or 783-4264. Proceeds help fund ongoing training and equipment for the WIOTA Fire Department. On Saturday, February the 11th, the Atlantic Elks Lodge Valentine Dinner will be held with reservations at 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. The meal includes a choice of prime rib or shrimp with salad and roll, baked potato, dessert, and one glass of wine or sparkling juice. The cost is $20 per person, with tickets available at the lodge or at Rex Pharmacy. The cutoff date for tickets is February 7th. The dinner is open to the public and everyone is welcome. Call 249-9745 with questions. And then on Sunday, February 26th, the Persia Fire Department and annual breakfast buffet will be held from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 at the Persia Community Hall. The cost is $8 for adults, $3 for children, 2 to 10 years old, and under 2 are free. Look for your favorite breakfast items plus some exciting new changes.
There is one more here, too, that I wanted to throw in here that you mentioned. The roller skating, by the way, at the Agra Hall goes on a couple of Friday nights in February and again in March, too. But one other one we wanted to throw in here was Baby Rider, is the baby of Amy Maines and Kelby Kurt Smith. Donnell Smith is she's from Anita. She's the paternal grandmother, and Lynette Olson of Greenfield, the maternal grandmother. And those who would wish to help out with expenses for Baby Ryder, who was born with a cleft palate, is asked to send their donations to the account in the name of the Ryder Smith Fund at First National Bank in Greenfield. Attention, Jennifer. And Jennifer Garside at the First National Bank can take any questions about that fundraising effort as well. 641-743-2163 is the telephone number for that event. So got through a lot of stuff there.
I was.
It was a mouthful there for a while. Got just a few other things, too, I want to throw in here for you this weekend. A couple of them are actually this weekend. The Irwin Community Building is the location for a fundraiser breakfast and bake sale this Sunday morning, January 29th, from 8 a.m. until noon. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, eggs and ham. Asking for your free will donation, and bake sale items are also appreciated. The proceeds are being used for a new roof for the Irwin Community Building. So they hope to have a good crowd for that. And then again, that is this Sunday, January 29th, 8 a.m. to noon. Also this Sunday, January 29th, there's a pancake breakfast, bake sale, and open house at the Shelby County Catholic School Gymnasium in Harlan. Everyone is welcome. They're asking for your free will donation to help celebrate Catholic Schools Week. So again, that's this Sunday, January 29th, from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Also, a couple of other events coming up next weekend on Saturday, February 4th. It's the 10th annual Old Stone Arch Trail and Park Committee Soup Cook-Off. That'll be held at the Shelby School Gymnasium in Shelby from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, February 4th. It's an all-you-can-eat event for $6. It's $3 for kids 12 and under. Bring your preschoolers along for free. They'll have hot doggy bags available for $3 for the kids, and tickets are available at the door, or you can go to the Shelby County State Bank in Shelby to pick those up. They have a grand prize of a 32-inch LCD HD TV. But remember when it was just a TV? now it's all that stuff. LCD, HD TV. They'll also have hundreds of dollars in raffle prizes. You don't need to be present to win. And a pie auction as well. So lots of things going on to help the Old Stone Arch Trail and Park Committee. That's their 10th annual soup cook-off. Again, Saturday, February 4th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. And also the Shelby County Cattlemen will be getting together for their banquet, their annual banquet coming up on Saturday, February the 4th. And the social hour is at 5 o'clock. They'll be serving delicious prime rib dinner at 6 p.m. The annual meeting and trophy and scholarship fund auction will follow. All of this will be held at the St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. $13 gets you one ticket, $25 gets you two tickets, and those tickets are available at the door, or you can get them from any board member. Again, that's Saturday, February 4th at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance, and that is the Shelby County Cattlemen's annual banquet coming up not too far down the road. It's banquet time of the year. Lots of things like that going on. Also, another thing I wanted to toss in here for you, too. We've talked about this in the past, but there's still time to get signed up. Folks from the Adair and Casey areas, the Bomber Boosters are going to have a Rebounders reunion. Going to sponsor the Adair Casey alumni basketball game February 4th, and that'll be at the high school gymnasium at 6 p.m. All former girls and boys basketball players are invited to come out and lace them up once again. If you haven't had a chance to do that, there is a $20 registration fee, and that includes game t-shirt and gate admission to get you in. Now, they're especially asking the state qualifying teams from the 1992 Adair Casey girls and the 1979, 89, 92, and 2009 boys. The because they'll all be recognized between the men's and women's games that they'll have. All of the proceeds from that event will be used to purchase new bleachers for the high school gymnasium. So if you can't make it and you'd like to make a donation, you can do that. Get a hold of Julie Plowman over there in that area. Send, make your check out to the Bomber Boosters, and she'll take care of you. Gate admission fees that night, $5 for adults, $3 for students, K through 12, and preschoolers are free. They hope to have a good crowd and a fun night. Well, we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We will be right back after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back after that important bit of information, and we have some more important bits of information. Actually, you have quite a few birthdays to talk about over there.
Several milestone birthdays. First, we have Beverly Ann Paulson Jensen, who will be celebrating her 80th birthday with a card shower on January 29th. And they ask that you send greetings to 610 Maple Road in Harlan. Zip code there is 51537. And Bernard Cox will be celebrating his 90th birthday with an open house on Sunday, January 29th from 2 to 5. And everyone is welcome. No, they ask that no gifts, please. Just come and share a memory. And that would be at the Third Kildson Activity Center at 706 Victoria in Harlan. And then Clarence Kanan, he's formerly from Westphalia, and he'll be celebrating his 80th birthday on February 2nd. Cards can be sent to him if they're sent at to 1803 16th Street in Harlan. And again, the zip code is 51537. And then there's going to be a summer celebration, and they're going to celebrate on July 8th in Westphalia. And all his children and grandchildren will plan to be in attendance for that summer celebration of Clarence Kanan's 80th birthday. 94th birthday card shower will be held for Iada McKee, and that's be held on February 4th. And her family is requesting that the card shower in her honor, and her address for to send the cards is the Colonial Manor at 1000 Hillcrest Drive in Oneida, and that zip code is 50020. And we have Helen McNabb. She'll be celebrating her 101st birthday. And she is from Harlan, and that, again, is on February 2nd, and her family is planning a card shower in her honor. Cards could be sent to the Elmcrest Retirement Community, 2108 12th Street, room 159, and that is Harlan, 51537. And then we have some birthdays from the Xyra Care Center on February 2nd, Bernith Mundorf, and on February 4th, Hazel Johnson will be celebrating birthdays.
All right, very good. Some birthdays coming up here this next week in the area. Also, I have a few anniversaries of note to tell you about. Dick and Mary Shirley will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. They'll have a celebration at the Main Street Bar and Grill in Messina, and that'll be on February the 4th, beginning at 4 p.m. They hope to have a nice crowd, and they do ask for no gifts, just fond memories. So a happy 50th wedding anniversary to Dick and Mary Shirley. Again, celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary with a celebration at the Main Street Bar and Grill in Messina, beginning at 4 o'clock on February the 4th. Also, we have an anniversary of note here. 70th wedding anniversary wish going out to Clarence and Lillian Landis. So congratulations and happy anniversary to the Landises. Now, it doesn't mention what the date of the birth of their anniversary is on this particular note, but beside the point, just go ahead and send them a card today. You can send a card to Clarence and Lillian Landis, as send it to them at care of the Exira, or the Exira. You just did Exira, and now I'm talking about it. Clarence and Lillian Landis, you can send your cards to the Griswold Care Center at 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, Iowa. So again, that's Griswold Care Center, 106 Harrison Street in Griswold. Happy 70th wedding anniversary, Clarence and Lillian Landis. Nice folks, good people. So we wish them all the best. If you have any birthdays or anniversaries of note, or there's a birth in the family that you'd like to crow about, let us do it for you. You can just get a hold of us here at the radio station. You can always send it to us by regular old mail. That's KJAN, P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You may send it to us by fax at 712-243-3937. Don't let the boss know you're using his fax for that, though. And also, you can send it to us by email. Just send it to us here at KJAN at METC.net, and we'll make sure we get it on. And in those cases, though, make sure you get them to us plenty in advance, too, so we have a chance to talk about it, especially with those birthdays and anniversaries, so they don't get in here late. This is just a once-a-week program, so it's just on the weekends, so we want to make sure that we get them in plenty of time to be able to do that. Whew, that's a lot of stuff there. So what else you got? You're going to leave me hanging here?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're done? You're out? You got everything taken care of already?
I did what you told me.
Wow.
I always do what you tell me.
We got that on tape. We got that recorded. Yay. Hey, I don't know if you've heard too much about this. We're going to talk more about it in the coming days. But a big announcement by the CAM Community School District for the folks over in the Cumberland, Anita, and Mesita areas. Pretty big announcement, actually. They're teaming up with the Iowa Connections Academy to create a new virtual public school that'll be available for students statewide in grades K through 12. You know, as an Iowa public school, there's no tuition or fees to attend, but there is an important open enrollment date of March 1st of this year. So enrollment in the Iowa Connections Academy begins immediately now as part of the state's open enrollment period for the 2012-13 academic year, and they'll offer some informational meetings for interested families coming up this next month in February across the state. It's pretty interesting, and really what they're doing is using technology. Sometimes you just don't necessarily always need the bricks and mortar buildings anymore. They can offer things that you might not be able to get in your home school district, some different foreign language type courses and things. Imagine when you were at school, how much, well, of course, it's hard to imagine back then having that. We had one computer in my school my senior year, and nobody used it because we didn't know what it was for. We had no clue. But no computers, I assume, when you were in school.
No.
You're just a year or two older than I am.
Just a couple.
Yeah. So we didn't have any idea. But imagine if you could open up the walls and see the entire world from where you sit, which is really what you can do with some of this technology. You can have instructors sitting in one location. You know, we kind of started that with the Iowa Communications Network, the ICN. It was an interesting idea. It was a little expensive, but really, by the time it got built and hooked up and organized, it was old technology already. Well, this way, this will stay up with what's going on, and I know the folks in the CAM School District are pretty proud to kind of be the pilot location for this particular effort throughout the state, and kids will be able to sign up for different types of classes and things that they wouldn't have been able to take otherwise. I mean, imagine being able to sign up for, you know, what do you have in schools these days for, say, foreign languages? I mean, you might be lucky if you have Spanish and French in your school anymore. You might be able to take Mandarin Chinese, you know, through something like this. There are all kinds of different opportunities that the youngsters can take advantage of, and with a little, a little cooperation from some parents and some adults to help make sure that the students are making their progress, it could be the future of education. Who knows? We'll see what happens down the road as schools look to save money in different ways by collaborating their efforts. We'll watch that as it continues to move forward and talk more about it here in the coming weeks as we get closer to the end of that sign-up period. But a pretty interesting little project they got going on there, and it all emanates from right here in southwest Iowa. Mm-hmm. So good for them, jumping on board here early.
Great opportunity for those folks.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us, as always. We do appreciate you spending some of your weekend with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And this is Deb Field.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.